From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey says it's ready to attack the Islamic State capital. Turkey would be ready to join any future operation proposed by the United States to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State. That according to the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkish media report Erdogan told journalists traveling home with him Wednesday from the G20 meeting that the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sideline of the summit in China. Obama wants to do some things jointly concerning Raqqa, said Erdogan. He said this would not be a problem from our perspective. He said Turkish and U.S. military officials could meet to discuss capturing Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State. At least 70 people were treated for breathing problems Tuesday. One person died Wednesday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after what rescue workers say was a chlorine gas attack by government forces. The Syria Civil Defense Group said helicopters dropped several barrels containing chlorine on the opposition-held Al-Sukari neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported a barrel bomb attack in the area, but could not confirm whether that chlorine was involved. UN investigators warned Tuesday that a resurgence of violence in the war in Syria during the past 6 months were crushing hopes for peace in that country. The four-member independent International Commission of Inquiry in Syria, which submitted its periodic report to the UN Human Rights Council, said that marked surge in fighting made civilians unable to flee. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has swiftly and strongly condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches and threatened to take further significant measures if necessary. The 15-nation council agreed on the statement Tuesday, just hours after it met in a closed-door emergency session at the urgent request of the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. It unanimously said Monday's launching of three Rodong missiles that landed in Japan's air defense identification zone were what they called a grave violation of Pyongyang's international obligations under a series of Security Council resolutions. Haing Chung-hee is the South Korean ambassador to the UN.
I think the international community should be united in sending clear and unequivocal message to North Korea that if they continue to provoke and violate the international commitment and sanctions, they will face much stronger and insurmountable and significant countermeasures from international community.
The swift agreement on the statement could be a sign of Beijing's growing frustration with its rogue ally. This week's launch notably occurred while China was hosting world leaders at the G20 summit. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday told a group of young people gathered in Laos from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work. In an upbeat town hall event with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development, stressed the need for countries to improve educational standards and to make sure those gains include girls and not just boys.
If you had a choice of when to be born and you didn't know ahead of time who you were going to be, what nationality, whether you were male or female, what religion, but you said when in human history would be the best time to be born, the time would be now.
The president said you should never be discouraged because you have more opportunity today to make a difference in the world than any generation before, and my hope is that you seize on that opportunity. The president of Gabon, Ali Bongo, who has been accused by opposition politicians of voter fraud, resisted calls Wednesday for a recount of votes cast in the country's presidential election, saying he has no power to order one. European Union observers in Gabon have said there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed Bongo narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping.
That's the latest world news from VOA.